Many thanks, Ian. Our last set of news items is a fair old mix. We can celebrate the visit of the Lord Mayor to Chatterbox, and incidentally, the article also contains a plug for this week's extra chatter round. Then we have repairs to the train station roof. We're asked the question, do we have too many charity shops, and changes to Sussex Street as new housing is about to be built, and to Wroxham Barns as their children's area is revamped. Norwich's Lord Mayor has praised the work of a group making a difference. Paul Kendrick visited Chatterbox, a charity that records audio versions of local news and magazines for the blind and visually impaired people. During his visit, he toured Peterson House on King Street, spoke with long-standing team leader David Potten, and heard about the charity's history from current chair Paul Henderson. Mr. Kendrick said, "It's a very well-organised group of volunteers and managed to provide this important service." Chatterbox has been serving the community since 1978, and alongside the weekly newspaper now produces several audio magazines, including Norfolk Magazine. Mr. Henderson and Mr. Kendrick recorded an interview and discussion for the charity's Chatterround publication as part of the visit. Chatterbox content is available on smart speakers as podcasts and directly from the charity's website. Royal Mail delivers the memory sticks holding the recordings free of charge to residents in the local area and further afield.
Norwich Railway Station could soon be covered in scaffolding as plans emerge to fix its leaky roof. The building, which was built in the 1880s, has had issues with damp, and workers need access to the top of the site to make repairs and ensure it's watertight. Plans for a type of scaffolding that will enable the station to continue operating and which will not add weight to areas where there may be undiscovered basements have been put to Norwich City Council. Last year, a hidden basement was uncovered under the ticket office. Greater Anglia is also planning to overhaul timber floors in the underground room, which have rotted beyond repair. The initial proposals to fix front sections of the station's roof to protect it from the elements and prevent further damage were approved by City Hall last year. The works are due to be completed in May 2026.
Shoppers are divided over the number of charity shops in the city centre after it was revealed that there are 60 in and around Norwich. Some say this is too many and are calling for a wider variety of stores on the high street, but others have expressed their support for sites selling second-hand products. It comes as Norwich was named the thriftiest city in the UK by the Cooperative Bank, which found there are 4 charity shops per square mile. The cost of living crisis and a growing trend towards buying pre-loved items have helped to boost the boom in charity shops. For George Smith, from Drayton, these stores are a good way of stopping people from throwing away unwanted items. He said, "Charity shops are inoffensive. They encourage people to recycle stuff." Over the past year, a number of new charity shops have opened in and around the city. Priscilla Bacon Hospice opened a new charity shop in Timber Hill at the end of last month. Mind launched its first Norwich store in London Street at the end of December, and most charities, including Age UK and Oxfam, have more than one store in Norwich.
Work to build a Danish-style co-housing project in Norwich is due to start later this year, more than a decade after the unusual scheme was first put forward. The 34 homes on the corner of Sussex Street and Oak Street were granted planning permission by Norwich City Council in March 2024. But the idea of the scheme, named Angel Yard, stretches back to 2015, when a group of people bought the plot of land with the idea of emulating co-housing, a way of living popular in Scandinavia. People will have their own front doors and private living space, but will share a dining room for meals, a laundry, a workshop and gardens. Angel Yard will feature 2 four-story blocks of flats, along with 6 terrace houses, 34 homes in total. The project, which won a Housing Design Award for Innovation last year, will be the first co-housing scheme in Norfolk.
An award-winning family attraction has announced plans to remove rides ahead of a major new development. Wroxham Barns is getting a new outdoor adventure play area as part of a wider redevelopment to create a more integrated visitor experience for families. The space will rebrand as Wroxham Barns Adventure Farm, and 3 mechanical rides will be removed from the current fun park to make way for the new play zone. The train ride, jumping pillows and mini golf will all remain as part of the attraction. The adventure play area is expected to open in time for the Easter holidays, and during the building, the farm remains fully open, with discounted tickets available for visitors.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We do hope you've enjoyed listening to the various items. You now have part two to look forward to with Lorna and David. So it's goodbye for this week from Lynette and myself.
Goodbye.